Hello, and I am so glad you are tuned in on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday late afternoon, early evening. Welcome to American Hit Radio on WHPC 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. With me, my lovely wife, co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. We sit here in this studio in beautiful weather every Wednesday
and Friday.
I really
am here, by the way, even though Tom doesn't give me a chance to say hi. Hi, everybody.
Thank you. We sit inside and suffer in silence.
Oh, yes.
To bring you all music for the next hour.
But it is air-conditioned silence.
It's actually pretty nice in here. And I've got a window. So even though we are in a bunker-like basement, it's still kind of nice. And on Wednesdays, we sometimes have started a series not too long ago, which we call the Alternative Top 40.
We have started, not sometimes started.
We sometimes, yes, do shows that are part of that series. You're right, but we definitely did start it already. In fact, we've already featured 22 albums. The point of this thing is simple. We wanted to look at albums that never made the top 40 that deserved some credit before they were forgotten. And I picked, I have a list of 500. It's constantly evolving, but I do have a list of 500 albums that are arranged chronologically that never made the top 40. We started in 1964. At this point, we are up to, technically, we'd be just starting 1967 around this point in time, and we're up to album number 23.
But what happened?
I'm going to confuse you now.
Uh-oh.
Things happen. Of course, when you have a list of 500 albums and you're constantly reviewing things and trying to search things out. Right, and updating it, things change. And I found an album that goes back to the time that we covered. It actually goes back to December of 1965. If this were going to be strictly chronological, this would technically be album be show number 12, because we had, that's where this would land now in the chronology of things. But as we already did a show for an album number 12, and we've done 22 already, we're going to call this show number 23. But we're going back a little bit further than what we had worked up to. Because although part of the fun of this is moving chronologically forward and seeing where it takes you.
Stuff happens.
Right.
As the saying goes.
Well, I don't know how I missed this record. To be honest, it seems like when I noticed it, I was like, uh-oh, I have a feeling that's going to make the list. And I played it, and it sure does. I mean,
it
has to be included. So I had to go back and drop this one in. The album is by an artist whose real name is Amos Wells Blakemore Jr., a.k.a. Junior Wells. Junior Wells had gotten a recording contract on a label called Delmark, a very small American label, now the oldest existing blues label in America.
Wow.
Because all the others are
defunct,
et cetera, et cetera. But back when there was very, very little money in Delmark, they took a big risk on Junior Wells, kind of afraid to even do it. Didn't think that they were going to be able to afford to record the entire album. But they had a very small budget. They let him pick his own band. And what does he do? He picks like a pretty awesome band. For example, he picks Buddy Guy to be his guitar player.
Wow.
And they go in and they record this pretty much in a day. And what's so weird about it is Buddy Guy at this time is really not an entity. This is really Buddy Guy's debut album, too.
Right.
Nobody knew who Buddy Guy was in 1965, really. He had some signing with Chess Records, but Chess Records had virtually no respect for Woody Guy. In fact, Leonard Chess.
Buddy Guy or Woody Guy?
Buddy Guy.
Thank you.
I thought I said Buddy Guy. Anyway, Leonard Chess, the head of the label, described Buddy's playing as quote unquote noise. And he really didn't even allow him to record an album. So their affiliation was short-lived, but this is why there is very little solo recordings put out with Buddy Guy as a band leader at that time, because Chess just flat out refused to let him.
Oh.
They didn't appreciate his style at all. So you'd have to be a pretty astute fan of the blues to have been intelligent enough to pick up this album by Junior Wells, credited to Junior Wells' Chicago Blues Band. The album is entitled Hoodoo Man Blues. which is yet another weird story because Hoodoo Man Blues is a song that Junior Wells had written a number of years before, and he had it recorded for another label. He brought it to a radio station hoping to get airplay for the track, and he was subsequently thoroughly humiliated when the DJ took the record off of the record player and smashed it against the wall.
What?
So basically, like, don't come back here. We think your stuff is junk.
Wow.
So both of these guys really suffering a little bit from insecurity. You know, you could understand why. Junior Wells being flat out, you know, insulted by radio DJs like that, and Buddy Guy being flat out insulted by the label that ended up signing him. And here he is watching people like Muddy Waters. I mean, that was his mentor for Buddy Guy. But all he had the chance to do was watch until this record came out. And it's just an amazing piece of record. It's an amazingly great sounding piece of work. I mean, there's not many blues albums that pretty much can pull you in, that really can give you the excitement of a live show. And that's sort of what this album does, I think, anyway. So let's start by playing the first track off of Hoodoo Man Blues. This is called Snatch It Back and Hold It.
Snatch it back and hold it, baby, one more time. I ain't doing too bad, baby, I got you on my mind. Hey, 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 you're having a darn good time. Somebody help me, I can't help myself. Somebody got to help me, 'cause I can't help myself. I'm not doing too bad, baby. You know I ain't got no brand new band. Somebody help me, I can't help myself. Somebody better help me, 'cause I can't help myself. And I ain't doing too bad, baby, and I ain't got no brand new bed. Snatch it back and hold it, I wanna tell you where it's at. All the kids in the neighborhood are doing a brand new dance. Snatch it back and hold it, I wanna show you where it's at. Say it one more time, just one more time. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, one more time. All the kids in the neighborhood, they know just where it's at. Snatch it back and hold it. Snatch it back and hold it. Hey, hey, hey. Snatch it back and hold it. Say the hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Hey,
there you go.
Junior Wells' original on that track, Snatch It Back and Hold It. Great harmonica player. Such an influential harp player, really. I mean, he taught by his cousin, who was Junior Parker, as opposed to Junior Wells, and Sonny Boy Williamson II, the second, although not really the guy who basically took Sonny Boy Williamson's name later in his career and had a pretty good career with it as a harp player. Also taught Junior Wells some of what he knew. As he got older, he pretty much learned about how to use the amplified harmonica style that Little Walter had been using, most significantly with Muddy Waters, and also as a solo artist with Little Walter. But as Junior Wells came along, he eventually even took Little Walter's place in Muddy Waters' band for a while. So he had and that's eventually, it was through that recognition that eventually caused the idea for this album session to take place for Junior Wells to record. And by 1965, it was, like I said, probably, it is now considered to be one of the best blues albums of all time. It's actually being preserved by the National Recording Registry. So
very cool.
Right. It's got recognition. One more track from the album, another original written by Junior Wells. This is called Ships on the Ocean. It's just so cool. It's such a well-produced album because you get this really great live feel from the music. You can literally hear, it's like they're breathing. They're standing next to one another playing, and obviously Junior Wells' vocals are right in your face, and it sounds like But a guy's like standing next to him. I mean, of course, that's just the image of the recording. Who knows how it really actually did take place. But it's just, it's like they're right there in the room standing side by side putting this down. Awesome. It, very cool. Not an easy thing to pull off. And this is why there's not, you know, if it was easy, this albums like this wouldn't sound so profoundly great. But believe me, if you put this in context with a lot of the other stuff that was happening around this time, especially the blues records, this record stands out a lot. We mentioned Sonny Boy Williamson. He is actually the author of this next track. He wrote it, so it makes sense that Junior Wells would be doing his own version of it on this album. Here is Junior Wells with Buddy Guy, of course, as a guitar player, performing Sonny Boy Williamson's Good Morning Schoolgirl.
Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your papa I'm a little schoolboy too. Baby, I love you this morning, I can't help myself. Come on now, pretty baby, I don't need nobody. Good morning, little schoolgirl. I'm gonna leave you, baby, about the break of day. On the kind of the way you treat me, I got to stay away. Good morning, little schoolgirl, can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father that I'm a schoolboy too. Come on now, pretty baby, baby, come on home. Airplane and fly all over your town to tell everybody, baby, Lord knows you're fine. I can't stand it, baby, I just can't help myself. Ow! You're so young and pretty, you love somebody else. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Oh, can I go home with you? I'll go home. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home?
Cool, almost like a live fade out.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
And he still managed to find an ending.
Right. Well, there's so many versions of that song that have been recorded. That actually is a fairly unique arrangement. Stands out for being vastly different from a lot of the other versions that have been recorded. Junior Wells tells an interesting story about how he became a player. He wrote it on the liner notes of the album. It dates back to 1948, at a time when he was only 14 years old. Here's his story in his own words. I went to this pawn shop downtown, and the man had a harmonica. Prices at $2. I got a job on a soda truck, played hooky from school, worked all week, and on Saturday, that man gave me $1.50. $1.50 for a whole week of work. I went to the pawn shop, and the man said the price was $2. I told him I had to have that harp. He walked away from the counter, left the harp there. So I laid my $1.50 on the counter and picked up the harp. When my trial came up, the judge asked me why I did it. I told him I had to have that harp. The judge asked me to play it. And when I did, he gave the man 50 cents and hollered, "Case dismissed."
Oh, that's awesome.
Phew. Got lucky there. That's good. Well, here's another track. This is actually a Lieber Stoller song. I think you're going to know this one, originally made very famous. I guess it became a number one hit in the hands of Elvis Presley, although it was released a number of times before then. But here's Junior Wells' version with Buddy Guy performing Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound, babe. Keep on snooping around my door. You can wag your tail. You ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was hot class, but I can see through that. You told me you was hot class, but I can see through that. And baby, I know, hell, woman, you ain't nowhere. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep on wobbling around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound, baby. Keep on wobbling around my door. You the mean mistreater. You don't mean me no good. Hey. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no more.
Into Thunder Road for
the heart stopping, pants dropping, hard rocking, earth shocking, booty shaking, love making, Viagra taking, history making, legendary.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Thursdays at 11 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, and streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
All right, yeah, tune into Kim's show. Good friend of mine and obviously great person and obviously really good taste. It's a great show, her show dedicated to Bruce's music. All right, we're dedicating this show to an album, a single album called Hoodoo Man Blues, credited to Junior Wells' Chicago Blues Band, which includes Buddy Guy on the guitar. The personnel on the record, besides Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, of course, is Bill Warren on drums and Jack Myers on bass. It's pretty much it, except for like the engineer and the cover designer and stuff like that. It's really just the four players. And they made one heck of a classic album in 1965.
Yeah, they did.
This is the start of a beautiful relationship, really, what happened here, because the two hadn't played together up until this time, this being the first album that did feature the both of them. They went on to release a series of albums together eventually credited as Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, the two of them together. And it would go on for better than the part of 20 or 30 years. They kept making albums together, music together, live recordings, appearances, and whatnot for a good part of the, as long as they were both alive. They got along well, and obviously this album proves that the relationship worked, you know, worked quite well. I would say they had never really quite were able to top this record, though, mostly because, like a lot of things, you know, the first time you do something, you really get to basically, I don't know, it just everything seems to basically fall into place. And after that, you might recapture some of that magic, but it's not really easy to capture all of it.
A lot of it has to do with spontaneity, I should imagine.
Yeah, and the excitement of really going in and making that album for the first time. Both of these guys excited to be in a recording studio with something to prove. Both of them going on to eventually become absolutely lauded and praised for their work. But at this point in time, not feeling that way at all. Here's the next track on the album, another Junior Wells original. This is called In the Wee Wee Hours.
Ooh-wee. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh. Ooh-wee. I just need somebody got to help me. Oh Lord, sing these blues. Look at here, baby. Come.
Thing for me to understand is Leonard Chess, how he formed that opinion of Buddy Guy as being noisy.
I don't know.
You know, noisy, because I'm listening to his tone and it's as clean as can be. He doesn't sound noisy at all. He sounds like he takes risks when he plays lead, which is a beautiful thing. It's exciting to hear that happen. But his rhythmic attack is incredibly precise. He's like got, you could set a clock by the way that he plays, and his tone is beautiful. We're talking about a guy that eventually was ranked number 30 in Rolling Stone magazine's greatest guitarists of all time.
Wow, that's quite the accolade.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, how many people could? I mean, imagine being a primary influence, not just like, oh, you know, he had some effect on me, but I mean, a primary influence on people like John Mayer, obviously. But Stevie Ray Vaughan cited Buddy Guy as his primary influence. Jeff Beck said the same thing. Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix.
It's quite the litany list.
All of these guys pointed at Buddy Guy as the man.
He's the man.
From Jimi Hendrix through to Jimmy Page, that's saying something right there.
Oh, I know.
You know,
right?
Incredible. Well, let's see how the album, side one of the album, ended with this track called Hey Lordy Mama.
Too late at night. I got a real funny feeling. You don't want to treat your daddy right. I'm gonna leave in the morning and crying can't make me stay. Hey baby, oh, I'm gonna leave in the morning and crying won't make me stay. Lord, the more you cry, baby, so they're gonna drive me away. Come on! Woman coming, hold my hand. I got a real funny feeling. You wanna love another man? Hey.
That just made me happy.
It's a hot track, man. Junior Wells and Buddy Guy, quite the team. This is the beginning of a beautiful series of albums that they had released from this point going forward. The next track up on the album is the title track, Hoodoo Man Blues. It's the one that almost didn't happen. The first thing that went wrong is that Buddy Guy experienced amp trouble during the sessions. All of a sudden, his guitar amplifier was giving him a hard time. And rather than end the session, he just took his guitar, and there was a Hammond organ that was there with a Leslie amplifier, a Leslie and an amp. So he took his guitar and he plugged it into that amplifier.
Oh, wow.
Just to keep the session going. And you'll hear it on this next track. It's a fairly cool, unique sound. It's something that was very new for its time. The other thing, of course, is that Junior Wells didn't really want to record this song. He was still like sort of sweating. This is the story that he basically was talking to the Chicago Tribune in 1993. And he tells the story that, the title track, Hoodoo Man Blues, really, wasn't going to make the album. He said that he had recorded it on a 78 years before, but when the song was presented to radio personnel for possible rotation, they had rejected it violently, throwing it on the floor and stomping on it. Wells was much too disappointed to want to try it again, but it was the producer who encouraged him to go ahead and play the track because he had known the song and thought much more of it than that radio station personnel did. Here is the title track, Hoodoo Man Blues.
Lord, I wonder what's got the matter. I'm tired over time. It seems like the hours. Everything has changed, but I hold up my hand. Lord, I'm trying to make you understand. Lord, you know what? Everybody, they tell me somebody done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Now, you know, I buzzed your bell this morning, baby, had your elevator running slow. I buzzed your bell, little girl, take my phone a third floor, but I hold up my hand. Lord, I'm trying to make you understand. Lord, you know what? They tell the baby that somebody done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Look at him, baby. Come on. I tell you this time, baby, and I ain't gonna tell you no more. The next time I tell you, I have to let you go, but I hold up my hand. Lord, I'm trying to make her understand. Lord, you know everybody, they tell me somebody on hoodoo, the hoodoo man.
Why would somebody have such a violent reaction to that song?
I don't know.
Right?
It's just unbelievable.
I'm not understanding the attitude that these guys were getting in their time. I just don't get it.
I think they just wanted a handout.
Maybe at the station. But it's crazy because they get together and put together this album. Looking back, now you can say, wow, hey, this is probably maybe one of the 10 most influential blues albums ever released.
Possibly.
It's certainly up there, which is why we are including it on our list of the alternative top 40, fantastic albums that never came near the charts, or never came near the top 40 charts, I should say, or at least never got into the top 40. Technically, if
keep
it made
on
to
amending that,
I've got to refine it.
You?
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth because if it stopped at number 41, it counts. I could include that. That's an album that didn't make the top 40, and I think actually one of our Dylan albums had done just that, or at least pretty close. Anyway. I've got essays for some of these albums. I got one for this, too. So I'm going to read this right now just to basically get across some of what there is to say about this record. It's kind of weird to say that Buddy Guy's best album is not a Buddy Guy album at all. His name didn't even appear on the original release of Hoodoo Man Blues. But here it is. This album is the stuff of legend, making it hard to discern truth from hyperbole. But the music certainly speaks for itself. Junior Wells was one of Chicago's hottest harp players in the 50s, replacing the legendary Little Walter as harpist for Muddy Waters. He also recorded a variety of singles, including Messin' with the Kid, It Hurts Me Now, Little by Little, many of them now considered classics like those, for a variety of labels. But by 1965, he was playing gigs all over the city with no particular plan and no label affiliation. Bob Koester, a blues aficionado who ran a local record shop and the founder of Delmark Records, had been familiar with Junior Wells from his live shows at Teresa's Lounge and thought enough of him as an artist to offer him a shot at a full-length LP. Although his budget was extremely limited, he did not impose restrictions on Wells, who picked a support group that included Buddy Guy as his guitarist. Sessions went smooth, with the musicians tackling each track as if it were a live performance, giving the album a spontaneous and powerful feel that made it an instant classic. Wells' harp playing and vocals are loose and playful, interacting easily with Guy while coaxing the band to lay down supportive rhythms as if they had an audience. Guy in particular plays with an intense self-control that causes each track to burn with a focused energy. Having trouble with his own amplifier, Guy played a few tracks through a Leslie, giving his guitar an organ-like tone that only added to the unique nature of the song collection. Check out the title track, which we just played, for an example. The only problem came when Guy mentioned what he thought were his legal ties to Chess Records. The entire project suddenly seemed to be in jeopardy until they agreed to delete his name from the album credits. Instead of Buddy Guy, all guitar work was credited to Friendly Chap. Although it was later discovered that no such legal obligation existed in the first place. Released at the end of 1965, Hoodoo Man Blues represents the first long player for Junior Wells and also for Buddy Guy. It quickly became Delmark's bestseller, as it remains to this very day. Here's the next track off of the album. This is called Early in the Morning.
Now when a girl reaches the age of 18, she begins to think she's grown. And that's the kind of little girl you can't never find at home. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about to break a day. Lord, you oughta saw me hug my pillow where my baby used to lay. Pick up. One drink of wine and two drinks of gin. A pretty young girl put me in the shape I'm in. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. Lord, y'all saw me hug that pillow where my baby used to lay. I'm kind of crazy about this girl, you hear? A juke joint. I peeped through the door. She was doing the boogie woogie in the middle of the floor. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about to break a day. Lord, you should've saw me hug my pillow
where my baby used to lay.
Longer tracks on the album, checking in at a little bit under 5 minutes, and one that obviously does a great job of featuring Buddy Guy and some of what he's capable of. You might not know this, Heidi. He's a Louisiana man.
I did not know that.
Born and raised in Lettsworth, Louisiana. Apparently, I think is that near Baton Rouge? Because that's where he started his career.
I don't know.
He worked as a He worked as a custodian at Louisiana State University while he was playing in a variety of bands before he moved up to Chicago. When he came up to Chicago, he found himself at Chess Records, but like I said, without very much in terms of getting praise. He would occasionally get a little bit of work, but Leonard Chess was pretty much keeping him down, holding him down. And it wasn't until he got this offer to work to play in this other label, Delmark, that he actually was able to get himself out there. And as you can see, under the circumstances, he didn't even have his name on the record. And it's funny that they call him Friendly Chap, as in Buddy, Friendly, and Guy is a chap. You know,
yes.
Rather.
That's funny.
Cool little thing. But let's keep playing. We got four more tracks to cover. This next track is one of the few songs on the album. I think it's the only one where Buddy Guy gets writing credit, credited to both Junior Wells and Buddy Guy. I guess an original track they might have made up in the studio right there as they were going. It's called We're Ready.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Ha ha ha!
If, like me, you grew up as a big fan of the Allman Brothers Band album Live at the Fillmore East, now you know where they got their arrangement of that song from. Of course, the Allman Brothers stretched it out to 19 minutes, but that's, there it is, the original, nice and concise, You Don't Love Me, off of the album Hoodoo Man Blues. Let's try to get this album in strong, and I don't want to miss a note, so let's play the next track called Chitlin' Con Carne.
Ha ha ha!
so it was awesome. Spent another hour. Hope you enjoyed this album. Dedicated the entire album to playing the album called Hoodoo Man Blues, credited to Junior Wells, Chicago's blues band. As I said, it's number 23 in our Alternative Top 40 series, which you can hear them all on our website if you like at AmericanHitNetwork.com. We'll leave you with this one, then the last track from the album. It's an Elmore James tune. It's called Yonder Wall. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but yonder comes your man. I say you told me that you love me, you told me a lie. I love you, baby, till the day I die. Look over yonder, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're not come to me. Look at here, baby. I said a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You gotta come see me just as soon as you can. Look over yonder, hand me down my woman can. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're gonna come your man. Let's do it a little bit better. I'm gonna tell you this time, tell you no more. The next time I tell you, I have to let you go. Look over yonder, hand me down my woman kiss. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're gonna come your man. Get out kind of easy, baby. Congo.